10 seconds is quite a long time when you think about it. In that time, I've given you all this information just like you can with a short advertisement. If you're interested, check out sandgorillas.co.uk/sales. On the 5th and 6th of June, join Zoe and I with Tone Radio and the students of the University of Gloucestershire for the world's longest podcast. That's 30 hours of me and Zoe garbling, trying to stay awake and playing stupid games, all in the name of charity. Dig deep, breaking the cycle of poverty through water and sanitation. It all starts on toneradio.co.uk at 10 a.m. on Friday the 5th of June 2015. We'll have more information at soundgorillas.co.uk/prickupyourears soon about how you can sponsor or donate. It's the world's longest prick. Up your ears, 30-hour podcastal entertainment time. Listen to it and smile, oh yeah. Or maybe just the longest podcast. But now, it's time for the regular one. This podcast contains strong... Why am I going on for so long? Look, it's got swearing in it. If you don't like it, fuck off. It's not even started yet and I've said all sorts of shit.
Hey, do you remember maybe the last podcast we did? Like, the last proper one, not last... times best of worst of blah blah blah.
Yeah,
I was saying, oh, there's this guy I'm messaging on the internet, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
still
wait,
chatting.
Wait, you're dating Bob Lawblow?
No. So like we've still been messaging and we're still yet to meet up because I've been stupidly busy, but he has been listening to our podcasts. Uh-oh. And the fact that he still wants to talk to me is a fucking miracle.
Yeah.
So he sent me a message saying, I listened to one of your podcasts at random and alighted on the Halloween shopping forecast. It was a lot more literal than I thought it would be and there was no you at all. It was weird. And then I was like, yeah, it kind of all goes on the same bit. And then I was like, was it Fred? What he said was, it may have been Fred. He had a voice that defies categorisation, but if I was going to try, I'd say he sounded like a Cambridge law student presenting children's television. Very affable and enjoyable voice. So I think it was Fred.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we have not had any other guys do it.
Untrue. Dan Ashford.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. But the actual Halloween one, from what I remember, will be Fred.
There you go, man.
Shall we go and do a bloody podcast?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Johnny Robinson, and that one over there.
Hello.
You are, what is you again?
I is Zoe Fell.
You're listening to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
We're back for realsies this week.
Although probably a little bit slightly late.
It's fine. No one really cares
intended.
About this podcast, Johnny.
Nah, it's fine. Yeah. We could just
not bother doing it ever again.
Yeah. All right, let's not.
All right, bye.
No, we've got big plans. We can't quit now.
I'm sure there must have been some things in the past that were planned and stuff. And then people just thought,
yeah,
fuck it.
But this isn't going to be one of those things because we're going to make people care. I don't know how.
It's really weird. Every so often, like, all I heard was that we're going to make people care. So I was just like, okay, cool.
Like I'm changing into Captain Kirk or something.
Well, no, it was just a really long pause.
Yeah, you're sounding very jittery on my side, but I know what you're saying. I think it's because I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen, everyone. If I want to get some porridge, just open this up.
Porridge.
Right? Yeah, porridge. Porridge oats in my hand. There. That's the sound of porridge oats. So Zoe can't hear because...
I can hear, like, rattling and stuff.
I don't know what that sounds like, but
okay.
There it is.
I'm in my bedroom, as usual.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get under the covers, I could, but it's got a load of stuff on it, so no point doing that. I am in my pyjamas, though.
Wait, yeah, me too. I've been in mine all day, though.
Some people have to go to work, Johnny.
Yeah.
I have got leggings and a t-shirt and my dressing gown and some slippers on, in case people wanted to know.
Where I was going to originally go with that is like when you're on the TV or the radio and they're like, what are you wearing? But that is a parody on the whole being on a sex line and they're like, what are you wearing?
Oh no, I thought you meant as in you interview someone at an award ceremony going, who are you wearing?
Oh, well, that too, I guess.
Why did you have to make it dirty? Yeah.
I don't know. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. It has to be dirty.
That is the rule.
That's our rule. That's not the rule.
You say that, right? And I was listening back to some of the...
I do say that. I say a lot of things, Johnny.
No, you say, why did I have to make it dirty? I listened back to some podcast the other day about us talking about hole in the wall, and then you said a glory hole.
A glory hole. It's a hole in the wall, yeah.
Yeah, but...
That was one of my... I think that was one of the funniest things I've ever said.
It was quite funny.
It was really funny.
But, yes...
What you should do is drop that in here so everyone goes, oh yeah, Zoe is really funny. Bring in Finn!
Yay! Hello, Bubby!
It's like Bring on the Wall for... That
programme that I can't even remember.
Was it called Bring on the Wall? No, it wasn't. It was called... What was it called?
I think it was just called The Wall.
No, it wasn't. What was it called? It was presented by Dale Winton.
Yeah, and then before that, some other guy that nobody remembers.
On the Wall.
I'm pretty sure it's just called The Wall.
Hole in the Wall.
Ah, okay. Like a cash machine.
Or a glory hole. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Zoe fell. So funny. It's dropped now. It's in there.
Brilliant. Magic. The magic of editing. Bring. That's the magic sound, by the way. You were wondering.
I can just put the magic sound in if you want.
No, I think it's better if I do it. I love that we're talking about things that don't yet exist.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Well, it's like how we used to do Finn's job thing.
Yeah.
Like, we just used to pretend that he'd talk. Like, I can do it now. Hello, Finn.
Don't spoil it for the one listener we have a week, i.e. me.
All right, Finn, back in the box.
Where's Matt Smith gone? Has Matt Smith fallen off the face of the earth?
Oh, no, he called us mental. Because we're doing the long podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought he just said that apropos of nothing.
Oh, no, he didn't just message in one day and go, you guys are mental, fuck off. He said, are you guys crazy? I say the final live podcast, but it wasn't live. It was the one that we did.
The one that was...
with original stuff in it.
Yeah, the weekly related one. I think there's glue on my cardigan. Not my cardigan, my dressing gown.
When you said cardigan, you said cardigan.
What?
You said cardigan.
Was that because of the way it was played to you?
Yeah.
Oh, I say cardigan like any other normal person does.
Yeah, not like a stutter that you might have.
It's not funny to make fun of disabilities, Johnny.
No one seems to know what I mean from the age of 13.
Johnny.
That's the stutter rap.
That's not funny.
You should tell Morris Minor and the Majors that then.
Well, hello, Morris Minor and the Majors. Hello. Not funny.
Hey, at least I didn't do Spasticus Autisticus by Ian Dury.
I don't know where this is starting. It's most of the podcast is going to be the intro at this rate.
Yeah. Okay. So on this week's podcast, we have got Bombardment later on.
Yes.
We've also got Fact Cock, and we're doing the news. And I thought of a new game, Zoe, that we can do in today's podcast, which will be amazingly great.
Right.
Make people listen to the podcast and smile with this, because it is going to be called a brilliant feature suggestion game for the longest podcast. If you haven't figured it out, by the way, and by the time we've said it and also didn't listen to the last podcast, we decided we're going to do longest podcast and it's going to be 30 hours long.
You decided and I kind of got roped into it.
Well, I asked you before I said
I'm changing into a modem. Hey, have you been to the that museum recently?
The Bradford Media Museum. I have.
Have you really?
Yeah. About a month ago.
Any new exhibits?
They had a Shaun the Sheep film day.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, and we went in and they had like a make your own episode of Shaun the Sheep, which basically they give you the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of, you get to make a very short stop motion thing.
That's cool.
Which is why today and yesterday I've been making stop motion with Ruby at home, because she liked doing it at The Media Museum.
Talking of Aardman stuff.
Yeah.
We are now the proud owners, our household, me, my mum and my dad, are now the proud owners of an actual real-life morph made by actual Jim from Aardman.
Oh, cool.
I do not wish to disclose how much it cost me to buy it.
Okay.
It was because he was making them during Mark Watson's 27-hour show.
Oh, okay.
And I bought my mum the one that was doing Pilates for Mother's Day.
Oh.
It didn't arrive until this week, but that's fine. We're just trying to work out how to display it in the house now, because it is literally just like a clay morph.
You don't really want to put it near the fire. That's the main thing.
I've been trying to work out if we can put it in kind of a Perspex half box with wires in it, but it's all got a bit complicated.
Yeah, well, I suppose you wouldn't want to put that near a window either.
No.
Not only because of that, but you don't want a Nutella accident situation. No, that sounds really cool. Oh, yeah, and then 2 weeks after, which was last week, I think, we went to the cinema and watched the Shaun the Sheep film.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good too. But yeah, it was really fun. So, yay for the Media Museum.
Bradford Media Museum.
They're a charity, so like, go and visit it and then put like a fiver in at the end.
Yay, charity. I'm going to be all charitied out by the end of the summer. I'm just going to end up kicking like a big issue seller in the face. I'm not going to do that, by the way. I'm really not going to do that.
No.
I that was an awful thing to even joke about. Charitied out.
The what?
I was trying to say charitied out, but it sounded like I said charitied out.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Maybe for our long podcast, we should do a charity doubt where we list all the things that are wrong with charity.
That'd be good. Yeah.
The heads of the charities get too much money.
That would be terrible if we did that for a joke and they didn't take it
as a
very
joke.
Well.
No, we're not going to do the charity doubt.
Is that your suggestion for a feature?
Yeah, it's...
Charity doubt.
No, we're not going to do that.
Shall we get on with the first bit of the podcast?
Yeah, let's actually
then?
Do some thing. Let's do the thing that we came here to do. It's how I like most things, already coming in a bag. That's our rule.
Hello, Zoe. Still there.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, I am too. It's time for a news. And what have you got on the news today?
Beep, 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 beep. Teen caught making love to stuffed horse in Walmart. A Florida teen was caught yesterday. I'm not sure when this article was written. As you can see, I do real heavy research here.
Yeah.
Using a stuffed horse to masturbate in a Walmart in Brooksville, Florida, about 50 miles north of Tampa. The Smoking Gun reports that 19-year-old Sean Johnson went to the store's comforter section and used the toy to masturbate before placing it back on the shelf among the other items. He left the store and was promptly arrested in the parking lot. The police report details the incident in no uncertain terms. This might be my favourite thing that I've read in recent times. At approximately 14:20 hours, the defendant, Sean Johnson, selected a brown, tan and red stuffed horse from the clearance shelf in the garden department. The defendant then proceeded to the comforter aisle in housewares and proceeded to pull out his genitals, which were in an aroused state. The defendant then proceeded to hold the stuffed horse's chest area to his genitals and proceeded to hump the stuffed horse using short, fast movements. The defendant continued his action until he achieved an orgasm and ejaculated on the stuffed horse's chest area. The defendant then placed the soiled stuffed horse on top of a bed in a bag, comforter set, contaminating that property also. The defendant then exited the store and left the property. Contact was made with the defendant directly across the street. After being arrested, Johnson later confessed in a written statement that he did unmentionables to a stuffed animal. He also stated, "I need to think before what I do. I'm extremely sorry."
So did he actually have an excuse for doing it then?
No. I don't think so.
It's like, I'm going to go and do it now and then...
Yeah, wanked off with a horse.
Okay.
What I really like in the report is it goes, he selected a brown, tan and red stuffed horse. Why does the colour of the horse matter?
Well, it depends. I don't know if it's to do
with
racism.
Let's not make it into a race issue, please. Because I know that's what you're attempting to do.
Yeah.
Would it have been less of a problem if it was a white horse? Who knows? Probably, yes.
Maybe that's what Katy Perry was singing about.
In what song?
Dark Horse.
Oh, I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Again, does it matter what colour the horse is? Realised.
Are you all right, Johnny?
Anything that could be said will not be said by me.
What?
Right at this moment in time.
What? Were you about to ask me if I've ever masturbated onto a stuffed toy?
Well, no, but we can go in there.
Not particularly.
Okay.
Because the answer's no.
Okay, good. As we said before, you don't like the smell of wet dog.
No.
So, yeah.
Cummy horse is no better. That would smell fucking horrific.
When what I was expecting, though, because he'd done that to the horse, although, like, it was, it had come all over.
I should remind people, it's not a real horse, it is a stuffed animal.
Yeah, I was thinking that it would end up being like a, he'd cut the head off and put it in someone's bed, and then, but that would have had spunked everywhere, yeah.
Cut the head off, spunked in the neck.
Like the ankle thing, the vajankle.
Yes, yeah, oh God, don't remind me of that, please.
And then they just kind of, yeah, so we, that would be a head fetish though, wouldn't it? But that'd be really weird, deciding to have like a cut off head and then shagging the neck for it.
That's, there is probably a thing for, it's probably to do with zombies though.
Yeah.
Or vampires, some sort of supernatural thing.
Yeah, I don't think, as far as a guy, I don't think there is any point in my life where I would find a vagina, a zombie vagina, attractive in any form.
Now, when you say a zombie vagina...
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, not a vagina that eats brains, but a vagina that belongs to a zombie.
That's racist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because zombies are a race and zombies need love too.
I watched a film called... Oh, I can't remember what the film was, but it was like,
brilliant.
Zombies are people too.
Thank you so much.
The tagline was something like, zombies are people too, and they eat ice cream, green ice cream, and then they're like normal people, and they eat this ice cream, and they change into zombies. And then,
right,
like, everyone around them, this is a group of people, and everyone around them are acting, like, really weird. And then they were like, no, we're acting the normal. And then, like, it turns out that actually they were the zombies, and everyone else was... acting normal.
Oh, spoiler alert for this film.
Oh, no, there's a lot more to it than that. Actually, no, there isn't, to be fair.
Is it called Wasting Away?
It could be.
I've Googled it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
5.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, it's not the best film.
Talking of not the best film, have you watched Full English Breakfast yet, like I told everyone to?
Oh, no.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Watch it and we'll discuss it next week.
Okay.
And I implore you, the listener, and I do mean you because there probably is only one of you,
yeah,
go watch Full English Breakfast and come join the discussion next week. It is an extraordinary film.
Oh, do you know what I've just remembered?
What?
You know, I'm in my kitchen.
Yes.
And a couple of, wow, it's probably more than a month ago now, on the podcast, you gave me a challenge to do.
Have you got some pussy in the kitchen?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, hang on, I'm going to get it out of my fridge. Pussy in my fridge.
Are you supposed to keep pussy refrigerated? What? Are you supposed to keep pussy refrigerated?
I think so. I hope so. It's been in there for like 2 weeks. Right. In my hand, I've got some pussy.
Congratulations, good for you.
Yeah, and...
Hang on a second. So have I. That's a horrific joke. That's horrible.
Yeah. The difference is I'm going to open my pussy up now. So,
you say the difference, Johnny.
So. Okay. Right, so, opening the pussy. Do you want to hear the noise?
Yep.
Okay.
I would keep this joke going, but I can't.
No, don't. Right.
Okay.
So, here we go. There we are.
Is it carbonated?
It says a refreshing, sparkling lychee,
yes,
and grenadilla flavour juice drink made from 100% natural ingredients, including botanical extracts and caffeine. And it says high caffeine content.
Oh, good.
Do the 9 o'clock naughty in the podcast that we did the long one, and then we can put the ingredients for this in. The warning, rather, not recommended for children or pregnant or breastfeeding women. So breastfeeding women, don't drink pussy. Guaranara? I think I've heard of that one before.
Is it guarana?
Yeah, guarana, yeah. Guarana, which I think I've heard of that before. Like, it's some sort of, like...
It's in loads of stuff, yeah.
From some place in somewhere. Siberian ginseng? Ginseng? I don't know what that is.
Ginseng.
And it's also got milk thistle.
Yeah.
Chisandara. Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, so that's what it's got in it. So
okay.
I am about to drink pussy. Here we go. It tastes a little bit like a pina colada.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
Raining now.
Do you like pina coladas, though?
Yeah. Not so much getting caught in the rain. Depends if I've got a raincoat on. I don't mind walking in the rain sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it is genuinely, like, good.
Yeah. Or if it's not too cold outside, then I don't mind. Like, rain in the summer. Like, when it really, like, thunder and lightnings. So I've just drunk pussy, and I opened it, and like, I can gargle it if you want.
No, thank you. No, Johnny.
What?
That's gross.
Why is it gross?
It's just gross.
People do it every day.
Yes, I know, but I feel like our podcast is not the platform for you to be gargling pussy.
Well, to be fair, I'm being brutally honest. I think I prefer this one.
You've got yourself in a lot of trouble. Congratulations.
How have I...
So that rounds off this bit of news, going from a man wanking onto a stuffed horse to Johnny drinking pussy.
Indeed.
And insulting every woman he's ever been with. What's next, Johnny?
Not everyone I've been with.
Because what's next, Johnny?
Johnny,
what's
okay,
next?
The next thing I've got a story. My story is, first, right, a while ago, you could play Snake on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right, on YouTube videos. Now... you can play Pac-Man on Google Maps.
Holy moly.
Yes. According to Metro newspaper, get on Google Maps and click on that little Pac-Man looking icon at the right of the screen. Sorry, bottom right of the screen. And then watch the streets transform into your very own arcade game and prepare to do no more work.
What I just realised?
What?
Sorry for chipping in here. At least we're not recording this tomorrow.
Right.
Because it's April Fool's Day tomorrow, and we'd be hopeless at working out which news stories are real.
Yes.
And which ones are not real.
See, I tried to pick out some once on my show when I was on April Fool's Day. I tried to pick out which ones might be not real, but they were all real. So apparently the normal rules apply, so you know, like normal Pac-Man, and it comes complete with original music and the... sound when you die. Apparently Google has been... excuse me, that pussy's backing up on me.
The pussy's repeating on you.
Yeah. Apparently Google are remaining tight-lipped on why it decided to share the awesome feature. Apparently it says, avoid those hard-to-negotiate mini roundabouts. So there you go.
So we would recommend not playing it in Milton Keynes.
Or Swindon, in fact.
Or Swindon, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard there's like similarities between the road traffic situation with Swindon and Milton Keynes.
I don't know which one I'd least like to go to, though.
Well, you've been to Swindon.
I have, that's true.
Yeah, and it was completely
dingy. It was a
shithole. Yeah.
It was a absolute shithole.
Indeed.
Sorry, Swindon, but...
yeah. Although I didn't show you the worst corner. I only showed you the bit outside the train station.
And that was enough for me, thank you.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your news there. Oh, I know it's not the most thrilling story. We've talked about people wanking off, well...
onto a horse.
Onto horses.
Just one man.
Yeah, but previously we've talked about other things, like, I don't know, we've probably... well, like big penises, for instance...
We've talked about that quite a lot.
Yeah.
Have you seen that apparently they've made the average penis size in the UK smaller than it used to be?
No.
Yeah, apparently it's gone down by maybe half an inch.
Okay. I don't even know what the average is supposed to be.
I'll Google it. Hang on. Like, I don't have it as a saved search on my phone. I don't have it as a saved search on my phone.
Like, the two penis man isn't saved.
Double dick dudes?
Yeah.
What a legend. Seriously, that was one of the most incredible things I'd ever read. He talks about how he had an orgy with like 8 people and there were just penises everywhere and vaginas everywhere and it was incredible. I wasn't part of it. I feel like I should stress. Average penile length.
I was randomly going to say, I'm going to say it anyway, and if you don't reply to it, then don't worry, no, edit it out. If there was any man in the world that you could put two penises on, which man would it be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I genuinely don't know.
Okay. I've got a relevant question later, actually, so I might...
Oh, God.
Maybe that one might help us get to the final destination in that question.
Across studies, it has been concluded that flaccid lengths range from around 7 to 10 centimetres. That's 2.8 to 3.9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And the erect lengths range from around 12 to 16 centimetres, which is 4.7 to 6.3 inches. Mm. Flaccid circumference ranges from around 9 to 10 centimetres, that's 3.5 to 3.9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And erect circumference, which is only one previous study, so there are studies to be done on this.
Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute. Was around 12 centimetres, which is 4.7 inches.
That's tribute to what?
Don't worry. So, what I can see from this is that's terrifying. No, I've just done some reading of this, and it works out that the average erect penis is as wide as it is long.
Right. Wouldn't that make it like a sphere?
Well, no, it would, like... I don't know how big 4.7 inches is. I mean, as big as a penis, but...
Well, I always go by records, 7 inches.
So that's about...
Like a little record.
Just over half of one, isn't it?
Yeah, or a pizza.
Yeah, or a pizza.
Yeah, a pizza is 12 inches, or a smaller one is 7 inches.
Is 7, so that's just over half a personal pizza.
Yeah.
It does give new meaning to the already pornified big sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
I was also going to say as well, don't measure your penis on a pizza after you've directly got it from the Pizza Hut man. Because first off, you do not want to burn your penis. And secondly,
you don't want to ruin
the pizza. Yeah, not necessarily all men would touch like a pizza that had, let alone that anyone else's penis, their penis all over it, because they might find it gross. Although some people I went to not necessarily went to uni with, but shared a house with during the uni days.
Wait, do I know these people?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was just checking because for like 2 years you lived with people I knew.
No, for the last year it was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, it wasn't any of them. I suppose the second year they might have done. Because they used to kiss each other, but not in a homosexual way. They just did it because they were quite close. And the ones in the first year, though, because I lived in a house, I didn't live in halls. And the two blokes that I lived with in there and their friend would definitely have eaten a pizza if it had been wiped with a penis all the way along.
Right. It's a bit like the rumours that boys all used to play Soggy Biscuit.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if that was...
I thought you were going to make me explain Soggy Biscuit then, and I panicked.
I know. I think our listeners would probably know what it was. I thought it was called Limp Biscuit.
No, that's a band with Fred Durst.
Yeah, but that's what they were named after.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I've always called it Soggy Biscuit.
Ah, okay.
Or that's what I've always referred to it as, rather.
Yeah. No, I suppose that makes sense. But no, apparently that's what Limp Biscuit were named after. So, yes.
If you could jizz onto any biscuit...
Yeah. Which biscuit would it be?
Yeah. Would you choose a particularly tactile biscuit? Like a hard biscuit? Or would you choose a slightly more porous biscuit?
It depends if I wanted it to break up.
Like, I would say a rich tea biscuit is a lot more tactile than a digestive or a hobnob.
We used to play things you can't save a biscuit in your mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
And we used to use
You should
use
have done
biscuits.
Soggy Biscuit Edition.
No. I don't think Robin Uyama would have been down for that.
Fair enough. This isn't suggestions for the long podcast, by the way.
No, definitely not.
No.
Unless we've got other people to do
it. No. I'm not even willing to hear out the end of that suggestion.
Even if I did, you'd just have to pretend that I didn't do it. I would imagine, the worst biscuit to do it on would be one of those cheddar biscuits or a Ritz biscuit, because they're quite breakable. And a digestive biscuit would be right, I guess, but they're not very good with warm stuff. I'd have said an oat biscuit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, actually. There's a biscuit called a Shirley biscuit.
Right, what's that?
It's like, you know, the cow biscuits. There's like a biscuit that's got a cow eating in a field.
Right.
And I suppose those ones would be good as well, actually.
I recommend to never search soggy biscuit on Twitter.
Okay.
Just don't.
Has it come up with something similar?
Just don't ever look at photos on Twitter.
Okay.
And soggy biscuit, please don't do it.
Oh, so me to do it now?
No, don't do it.
Would not be a thing that I should be doing?
No.
Okay.
I think it would change our friendship forever. You're still doing it, aren't you?
Yeah. No. All one word or...?
Two words.
Wow, brilliant. What amazingness. Again, world, don't do what Zoe says don't do, because there are a number of reasons why.
Are you all right?
I'm drinking pussy.
I'm drinking pussy. Searching soggy biscuit on Twitter. Everything's good.
Wait, is that your face? They call me Miss Dumbum Bastard.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa. Oh.
Yay, it's bombardment. And it is the bit where me and Zoe ask each other questions, and Zoe has to ask me questions this week.
Yes, I have written some questions. They are weird.
So last time I had 12 and you had 15. And we didn't do it last two times because the last one was a pre-recordy thing of the worst of. And
yes,
the one before that,
I hadn't written them. I was busy.
So there you go. But you've been busy this week and you have done it, which I commend you for.
Thank you. You might not say that once you have heard them.
Okay.
I wouldn't rate your chances.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
You may be surprised.
Well, nah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Bombardment! What opened today in France 126 years ago?
McDonald's.
No, it was the Eiffel Tower. Tower of Terror at Disneyland Paris is based on what television show?
40 Towers.
No, it's The Twilight Zone. Name the three main characters in the Twilight series.
Jacob. I don't know the rest.
It's only 1 point for the whole question. It was Bella, Edward and Jacob.
Okay.
Bella is Italian for what word?
Beautiful.
Yes, correct. Also, my mum's name. Christina Aguilera once sang, "We are beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring us down," but that is beside the point. When I've done quizzes in the past, Quiz Team Aguilera has often been a go-to team name. Can you give me two alternative celebrity-based quiz team names?
Quizzy Rascal.
Yes.
And Quiztina Million.
Good, I will accept. The other one I had written down was Quiz Akabusi.
Oh, okay.
What is the UK's longest-running quiz show?
I said Mastermind.
Incorrect. It's University Challenge, which has been running for 51 years.
Wow.
The two of us met at the University of Gloucestershire in 2011. But how many other undergraduates graduated across the UK at the same time as us?
52,000?
No. It's 519,863.
Okay.
Let's all go into all of those graduate jobs that are available.
Whoop.
500,000 is not that far away, numerically speaking, from 5 million. Who sang about there being 5 million of a particular object in a certain location?
9 million bicycles in Beijing. Katie Melua.
Correct. If you swap the U in Melua for a B, you get Melba. What fruit do you put in front of Melba in order to get the name of a popular dessert?
Peach.
Correct. How many of your 5-a-day servings would James's giant peach give you?
You'd overdose, wouldn't you? Like 5.
1. You cannot count multiple servings of the same fruit or vegetable as more than one of your 5-a-day.
Okay.
Also, potatoes don't count as one of your 5-a-day.
Oh, okay.
Interestingly. That is the end of bombardment. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. Yay.
How do you think you did?
4. Did I do many good?
You got 4.
Yay, I did many good.
You did many good.
Yay.
I told you those questions were a bit weird.
They were almost 50-50, but they weren't. They were 40-60.
Like Lamar.
Yeah. Yes, like Lamar. 9 million bicycles in Beijing.
That's a fact. That's a thing you can't deny.
There was ever facts in that song, wasn't there? There are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. There are 6 billion
people in the world. It's all out of date now. There's 7 now. There are 8 million cats in cats protection homes. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they probably didn't mention that one in there. That I'm pretty sure, like, there was, like, song... That song was, like, 10 years ago anyway. They were fun questions. I enjoyed them, even though I only got less than half right.
Well, 4 is better than nothing.
Yes, as maybe someone said in the song somewhere. So the scores are... You have 15, and I have 16! Woo! There you go. That was bombardment. Sorry, I just touched my...
Don't do that. I don't like
Sorry.
It.
Hey, Zoe.
Hello, Johnny.
Do you remember that thing that we're doing, like, later in the year?
Yes, I wake up frequently in a cold sweat about it.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out by now, on the podcast, I'm not going to even bother saying it. Sorry, I just wondered if it wound you up a little bit. But yeah, we're doing it, and we've got to come up with some suggestions for features, because we've got 30 hours of features to fill up or whatever. So, Zoe, I've got 3... features to propose to you that we do.
Right.
And you can decide whether they're good enough or not, because these mainly involve you.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, so I've got 3. The first one is Zoe Fowles Jam Club, which...
That sounds rude.
Which goes on about the description of got jam discussions. So basically...
That sounds rude.
The first rule about Jam Club...
is you don't talk about Jam Club.
Yeah, but jam is fine.
Right.
So what in brackets that is. So the idea also about Jam Club, I suppose it's a bit like your favourite, the most famous feature that you're known for.
This is my jam. I don't know what key, I think I was in a different key for every single word of that.
So anyway, if not, I can just change it.
Don't do a Frozen on me again. You genuinely upset me when you did that.
Well, I didn't. What do you mean? You sang it good. It was just.
I didn't.
It was just the music needed pitching a little bit because.
I was out of tune.
You weren't out of tune. You were just singing it in the wrong thing. Anyway.
Yeah, in the wrong tune. Carry on.
No, because I didn't auto-tune you. You're not Justin Bieber.
Shh. It's like 11:15 in the night.
All right.
Get on with it.
So, anyway, jam discussions in Zoe Fowles Jam Club. And I suppose it's a bit like This Is My Jam. You just generally talk about jam. And maybe even a bit like a forecast of jams to come. A bit like a travel report, I guess. So there's that one. There's Zoe Fowles School of Jam.
Are these all jam-based?
Yeah, they are. So the School of Jam is where you teach us about jam. So right. Maybe you could tell us about...
Oh my God, do I get to pretend to be Mez Bez?
Oh, Mary Berry?
Yeah, Mez Bez.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want. Because what you will be teaching us is where the jams come from, what counts as a jam.
Not fucking lemon curd.
No, there's a CBBC song about jam. Do a search on the Google interweb. It mentions about jam and what else? Jam and marmalade. No,
marmalade.
Marmalade and lemon curd.
And neither of which are jams.
Yes. Which then led me on to the idea of Zoe Fowles' Church of Jamism.
Can the official song of the Church of Jamism be, we're jamming, 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 jamming.
I wanna jam with you.
We're jamming,
jamming,
jamming.
Hope you like jamming,
jamming
too.
We're jamming. But it's played on an organ.
Yeah.
We're jamming, boop, boop, beep.
So the idea of it also, of that one, is that a verse of prayer to the jam gods.
Who's clearly Mez Bez.
Yes. So
I think Mez Bez is god of jam.
So what you need to do is you would have to write like a poem, but like a prayer thing to the jam gods.
And we all know how well me writing poems has worked out in the past.
I thought it was brilliant, especially the pug thing. I think you should do that.
I imagine we will do something relating to jam
And then we can do a hallelujah thing afterwards. And then you... Yeah, and then you get people to say hallelujah if they believe your cause. Hallie heaven to the lovely strawberries.
A seedless raspberry. We'll see.
Okay, do you like any of those?
I imagine we will do something relating to jam, though.
Okay. Out of those, yeah. Do you reckon any of those are good? And which one would you have done?
Run me through the names of them again.
So you've got Zoe Fowles Church of Jamism.
Right.
Zoe Fowles School of Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Or Zoe Fowles Jam Club.
I'm leaning towards the Jam Club.
Okay.
But there's nothing... You know how they do, like, Sunday school?
Yeah.
For kids. We could do the Church of Jamism twinned with Jam Club.
Okay. So the first rule it still isn't to talk about Jam Club.
Yeah.
But jam is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something to chew on.
We don't really chew on jam.
Depends if it's in a sandwich. I finished drinking pussy, by the way.
Congratulations.
I bet there's a drink out there called cum. You can change the language on your Facebook to pirate. These are facts. And they are all confirmed by a fat cock, like the plastic things on the end of laces are called aglets. An oyster can change it 6-4 times a year. And sounds above 20,000 hertz cannot be heard by the human ear. It's time for Fat Cock. Oh yeah.
Okay, so it's time for Fat Cock. Who wants to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. Philematology is the science of kissing. So, Zoe Fowle, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, something about if you could put two cocks on somebody. The question here is, if you could kiss anyone in the world, who would you kiss?
Are we talking like a proper pash here?
The idea is for it to be a celebrity, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
That rules out any potential awkwardness that could have come from this.
Yeah.
So, thank you. That's a really difficult question.
Hmm.
Because do you go for someone that you think would be, like, quite good?
Yeah.
Or do you go for someone that has definitely, like, kissed a lot of people and is, like, probably good?
I suppose that's the same reasoning for which lesbian would you have gone with that we
that
said.
That's true. I'd momentarily forgotten that we'd had that discussion. I'm doing really badly this week of people I want to put two penises on and kiss.
I mean, you don't have to do both to them. Like, the penises might scar them. In a way. Depends. It might change their personalities completely. I never thought about it that way actually before.
I think having two penises would change a person.
Yeah.
Probably Chris Pratt.
Off of what?
Parks and Recreation and the new Jurassic Park film.
Okay.
And the Lego movie. To answer to both questions. What about you?
Oh, I've not thought about it.
I guess the question becomes very different when you suggest who would you want to put two vaginas on.
Yeah.
Because then the onus is on you, isn't it?
Yes. Ooh, I don't know. Because as far as kissing, can I not get in trouble with this, though?
Why?
Because I've got a current partner.
Yeah, surely you've got a list. Like, a list of people that you're allowed to have sex with should the opportunity arise.
Oh, I don't remember.
Go ask Afri now if she's got a list.
Well, no, that would be really weird.
Go ask her now if she's got a list. She doesn't have to tell you who's on it, but do ask her if she's got a mental list.
A mental list of what?
Of people that you'd be allowed to sleep with outside of your relationship. But you have to stress that they are celebrities.
Yeah, okay.
Go ask her now.
Okay. Ah, hello.
Hello.
Right, yes. So what she said was that there is not a list, because we've not talked about having a list, and they would have to be people that I would be agreeable on also.
Right.
So, because if there was a list and then we'd not talked about it, then it wouldn't be fair, because she could say that someone called Dave, who might be famous and local,
Right.
Then she could just say, oh, Dave is one of the people that was on my list. And I wouldn't have agreed to it because I didn't know about it.
Well, this is the thing. That's why it's celebrities, because then it's less likely to happen.
Yes. We don't have a list.
Okay.
We've not talked about it before. I suppose I could probably talk about it if I wasn't in a relationship. Would that count?
I think that ship has sailed now.
The whole question.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Your fault for being in a fulfilling relationship.
I know. That was my fact.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was what we were doing.
Yeah.
The only reason that indigo exists on the Roy G. Biv spectrum is because Isaac Newton wanted 7 colours to correspond to the notes on a major scale as well as the days of the week. Because they believed they were all, like, intertwined and magic or something.
Right. So do you know what the days are, the slash colours?
There's just one colour for every day of the week.
Oh, okay.
And in terms of Roy G. Biv, do you know what we would generally call that? As in what rhyme we would generally do?
No.
Richard of York gave battle in vain. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Oh, okay. See, I have no idea about that at all.
Do you not?
No.
Now you can impart that knowledge to your children.
All 2 of them.
All 2 of them. In America, they tend to refer to it as Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before at all.
It's definitely a thing. It's like my very easy method just speeds up naming planets. It's a mnemonic.
I still... This is all things, all new things. I went to secondary school for a day, probably. It was a bit longer than a day. I did actually go to secondary school.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Well, I would have had to, wouldn't I, as well, because I went to uni.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I am clever.
Yep.
Shall I do my one?
Yes, please.
Okay. Play-Doh was originally manufactured to be a wallpaper cleaner.
Is that why you use it to, like, get off crayon and stuff?
Can you get crayon off of it?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Oh, okay.
I might have made this up. It might be bread I'm talking about.
Again, you're teaching me a lot today. Play-Doh kind of makes sense, but I suppose it wouldn't make sense if, you know, like, you get that sticky stuff on a roll and then you roll it along your chest to get, like, any cat hair or whatever. I learnt a way with sticky tape. Just get loads of sticky tape, wrap it around your hand and then just get it off.
Yeah.
Like that.
I bought a lint roller this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard there was the height of the podcast. Thank you very much, Zoe Fell. Thank you very much there. Good luck to you and your lint roller. Yeah, what would you say was one of the defining things that proves you are a grown-up? Because I've bought 2 irons.
I'll be honest, I'm not really a proper grown-up.
No, me neither.
I bought flossing sticks today. Children don't do that. Teenagers don't. Grown-ups do that.
And voting.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we're not allowed to talk about, I gather.
I was
going to
say, will you be voting this year, though?
Possibly.
No, that's the incorrect answer.
Yeah, well, the problem is I didn't realise that I wasn't registered to vote here.
Have you registered yet?
I'm going to.
Do it. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Indeed. Because then I can complain about the government and...
Exactly. I don't think you should be allowed to complain if you don't vote.
No, indeed.
Obviously, people who aren't eligible to vote, so like young people, fine to complain about it. If you are eligible to vote and don't, you're an idiot.
Indeed.
And you can't complain.
Yeah. But anyway, I was going to say to you, actually, on this, going back to the fact cock, if you could clean something with something else, what would you clean? It was a silly question.
What kind of a question is that?
I know. So, for instance, if you...
You can clean toilets with Coca-Cola.
Can you?
You can.
You can also cook gammon in Coca-Cola.
You can. You can put beer up a chicken and then you get beer can chicken. And I'm not saying bacon chicken in a Jamaican accent. Yeah. You can. I watched Come Dine With Me once and a lady did the same with a can of Iron Brew.
This is why I liked Factcock, because it lets us use our random radio knowledge that we pick up as radio people that we would normally say on the radio. Is it your go now?
Yes, it is. Humans are unable to burp in zero gravity environments. Short, sweet, factual. Done.
So when you're in space floating around, you can't burp?
No, you can't burp, but apparently if you fart, it stays around for ages.
That's good to know if I ever need to invoke an open bum policy while in space.
Yes.
Do you reckon it's the same on an aeroplane?
What do you mean?
Like,
I mean, aeroplanes aren't zero gravity.
Well, no, but do you reckon it would stay around for a long time?
Because we weren't here when the plane got turned around because someone took a massive shit in the toilet in that plane.
Oh, yeah.
I was gutted we went on when that was news.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that story is right up our street. Like, how bad a shit would it have to be to turn around an entire plane?
I would have imagined that person would have had some sort of really terrible
bowel
problem and really needed to go to a hospital.
Like,
to be fair.
I feel bad for them because obviously they were like, fuck, this is all my fault.
Mm.
And I hope the person was okay.
I think if they weren't,
what a story.
I think if they weren't, the newspaper or whatever that said about it would have been, man shits himself to death, or woman shits themselves to death on a plane.
Because women poo too.
Yeah, I've had enough of motherfucking feces on this motherfucking plane. Okay, I think that drink has, you know, like how energy drinks sometimes have a negative effect on me?
Yes, Johnny.
And I think that's happened. I did have Chinese food today, though.
Dangerous.
And I wasn't sick.
Well, that's good. Mm.
Okay, my final one is, if the human eye were a digital camera, it would have 576 megapixels.
Wow. I think the camera on my phone is like 6. It might be slightly more, I'm not sure.
I think they normally are something like between 6 and 8.
But wouldn't that be different for people who've got eyesight problems, though?
Well, yeah. I mean, like me, for instance, like I'm short-sighted, and whenever I take my glasses off, which I have done now, everything is mega fuzzy. So I'd imagine that was severely reduced. And also, is that... well, that's just one eye, isn't it? So both my cameras would be...
Yeah, I suppose if you've got 20/20 vision, you're fine.
And also, I guess it depends whether your glasses are dirty.
Yeah. I don't know how mine gets so dirty, to be honest.
If you could replace a body part of your own with a robotic hybrid body part...
Hybrid?
Hybrid. Hybrid. I've written it as hybrid. Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Hello, bread.
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Body part. What body part would that be?
Maybe thumbs.
Okay.
Hear me out on this. I've got a thing that I think... I've self-diagnosed, which is always dangerous to do.
Yeah.
De Quervain syndrome.
Okay.
Which is basically like tendonitis, but specifically in your thumbs.
Yeah.
And I get that loads and have to wear like wrist braces and take painkillers and stuff.
Mm.
If I had hybrid thumbs, I'd be able to text quicker. Brilliant. Like do loads of stuff on my phone quicker. I wouldn't be suffering from De Quervain syndrome, which would be great. And I'd be able to give like super powered thumbs up. For once, that might be the most sensible answer I've ever given to a question on this podcast.
See, I suppose like some people, because some people have like really small thumb ends.
Thumb ends?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Thumb ends? What is that?
Yeah. So you know your thumb, the bit on the end, the bit on the end.
Like where your thumbprint is.
Yeah, like some people have a really short thumb. Like, I'm pretty sure there was like, I think Daniel Radcliffe might have it. I don't know, or someone.
Clubbed thumbs.
A bit like that, yeah.
Megan Fox has got clubbed thumbs.
That's the one. Yeah.
I don't know why I know that. Why do I know that?
But yeah, they're like really small.
Yeah, I don't have clubbed thumbs, by the way.
No, but
I know you weren't suggesting it, but I'm just saying.
But if that was the case, then I don't know even why I noticed it once. It was when I was at uni and I was at the milk shop, which is a co-op, and there was.
Thank you for clarifying that, because yeah. I was like, "What the fuck is a milk shop? What is this?"
That's why I was late. I'd be late because I was getting some milk at the co-op.
Right.
And then I'd come in walking into Jim Beeman's lesson with a bottle of milk. Yeah.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
No, there was a couple of times. That's why Fred brought it up on Facebook. And I noticed that she had like tiny thumb ends.
Stop calling them thumb ends. It's just thumbs.
And the
whole bit that is not like palm.
No, because
is thumb.
Their thumb, the rest of the thumb was normal size. It was just the end, the thumb end. So yeah, and then it got me thinking, and then I wrote it in one of the shopping forecasts. It stuck on my mind for a while. I did a Google search on it and found out about it. But still, thumb ends.
Stop calling them fucking thumb ends.
What?
It's not a things. That's not a things. That's not a thing.
I think thumb ends should be a new word. Have you got one more fact?
I do, yeah. Wombat poo is cube-shaped. They produce 80 to 100 cubes per day, placing them carefully on rocks, logs, and in front of burrows to mark their territory. The unique shape prevents the droppings from rolling away.
Does that mean they can build a wall out of it?
If they wanted to, they could.
They could protect themselves away from naughty people.
No, I'm just aware my parents are next door. Okay. Are you aware of the Bristol stool scale?
No.
Okay, so the Bristol stool scale is basically different types of shit, going from like watery diarrhea to like hard stools.
Okay.
I like the idea that it has all of those and then just wombat poo at the end, cubed. And then if you're a human producing that, then you're in real trouble. You know what I'm going to Google now, don't you?
Human cube poo?
Wombat anus.
Oh, okay. You know, like how an ice cube in like a tray, maybe that's how it fills up. I don't know.
Each poo is on average 2 centimetres wide.
2 centimetres wide.
I was trying to work out what that was in relation to the average male penis, but I couldn't. Oh my god, it really is cube shaped. Just as an aside, the longest human poo ever recorded was 26 feet, apparently.
Wow, okay.
I don't believe that, though.
Did someone have to stand up and...
I don't know. Have you ever seen that episode of South Park where they do that?
No.
It's worth looking out. It's really funny. I won't spoil the end of it for you.
Okay.
But it's really funny. That's insane. I don't want to see photos, no. Apparently you can see photos of the poo. I don't really want to do that.
Can you see it from space?
I don't know. Apparently, the most amazing thing is the fact that it came from a woman.
Wow.
Women shit too.
Indeed.
I'm sorry to break that news to you.
I'll have to remember that every time I go now, or whenever a woman has to fart near me. Is that it now? Shall we wind up?
Yes.
I wonder what the world record is for having the most penises. Like, there might be a man out there with 3. Okay, so in real life world, it's nearly midnight on Tuesday.
Yes.
And Zoe's parents are in bed.
I've got work in the afternoon, but I have to get up.
Yeah. My children are asleep and my fiance wants to get some. So, sleep. Finn's in the bedroom.
Sorry, I'll stop. Carry on. also, you brought that upon yourself.
Yeah, I did. And also my computer seems to be not working as well. So we're going to skip the bit where we normally do the roundup and say what we've learnt.
Because you've already listened to it.
Yes.
Unless you skipped to the end.
Yeah. Which
is lazy.
Is, yeah, that's a naughty thing. Don't do it. So we're going to say bye now. And if you want to get in touch with us on the podcast, how do you do that, Zoe?
Sorry, it's yawning. You can tweet us at PUYEpodcast.
Or you can email us to info@soundgorillas.co.uk. And what was the other thing again?
Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/soundgorillas. Go back and have a listen. Smile.
And smile.
Yeah. Yay, see, you're learning now.
Don't patronise me, you fuck.
Thank you very much, Zoe, for joining me today, as always.
Who are you? Michael Parkinson?
Thank you very much, Zoe, for getting involved today.
That's pretty good, actually. I nearly said Paxman, and I was like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I kind of feel like any gruff person now that I sound like sounds like a CBBC puppet, like hacker.
I am very fond of Hacker, but yeah, that's a discussion for another day.
I am Johnny Robinson, and I will still be me when I've finished this podcast.
And I am me, and I will still be Zoe Fell in the future.
Bye!